Hey, how are you? I hope everyone is having a great and wonderful Wednesday. I'm your girl, Jay Black, and I am going to be hosting a new series. It's called the Unspoken Truth Series. I'm going to be doing it with my girl, Kina B, so I'm waiting for her to come on. But while I'm waiting for her to come on, I'm going to talk a little bit about what the Unspoken Truth series is about. Okay, I'm getting notifications here. Okay, so the Unspoken Truth is a series where we're going to do some kitchen table talk, right? We're just going to, me and Kina, going to tackle some of your questions, some of the hot topics around service provider industries, coaching industries, consulting industries. Hey, Jason, how are you? We're going to be talking about that. Hey, okay, here she is. All right, Kina, go ahead and join us. See if I can pull you up here. Okay.
With Kina. Okay, so going to bring her up here in just a second, but what I was saying was, there we go. Hey, girl.
What's
What are we talking about? So I was just giving everyone kind of the lowdown about what the Unspoken Truth series is going to be about. We're
Nice.
going to come here every week, Wednesday, 11 a.m. If not, if something pops up, we're going to let you know. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for joining us, Aletha. What we're going to be talking about are some of the hottest topics, some of your FAQs around the service provider industry, some of the coaching industry, consulting industry, and also some fundamental things about business building. And what we're going to do, it's kitchen table talk. So we're going to, kind of like stop all the formality and give you the proper answer and all that other stuff. It's like the proper answers and all that. I'm going to put it in a nice little bow. And that really, it doesn't help you because you're going to be like, okay, I wish someone would have told me A, B, C, and D. I wish
Yes.
someone would have just told me the truth about what this is really about. And so that's what we're going to do. Now, we're not about being negative. We're not about bashing
At
anybody,
all.
but we still are going to be 100% honest and give you that real talk that, we see that's lacking and that many of us need. So thanks everyone for joining. You can go ahead and pop your questions down below, pop your comments down below. But this episode, our first episode, is going to be talking about if masterminds are right for you and how to pick the right mastermind. So I'm going to stop talking. Well, I'm going to do a brief introduction and then I'm going to go ahead and allow Kina to introduce herself. But I am Jay with Jay Black & Co. And what I do, I help you build, strengthen, and grow your business by creating not only your sales funnel, but your infrastructure. So that's your business funnel. Have amazing courses that are going to fit inside that funnel and that infrastructure, and then make sure that you have the proper systems that's going to bring your audience to you, fill your funnel, and bring more people to you so you can have a sustainable and scalable business. So, Kina, I'm going to turn it over to you to introduce yourself.
Hey. So I am Kina B, and I help you get it done. I help you run your business with the right people on your team, the right processes, and the right plan. And Jay, I'm excited because you know me. I'm the most informal person that is successful, so to speak, that I know. Like, I'm all about sweatshirts. Because at the end of the day, I don't wear makeup. I don't do all those things because at the end of the day, I'm all about getting it done, and none of those things matter to me. So anyway,
Hey, I've you're wearing off on me because I got like a sweatshirt. I don't know the last time I put on makeup. My eyebrows haven't been done in forever. It's just kind of like, What it
crazy
is.
over here.
Yes, yes. Well, let's get into it. So let's talk about what exactly is a mastermind. We want everyone to be on the same page. So let's put it out there. What is a mastermind?
So a mastermind is really minds coming together to solve a problem. That's the simplest. There's a technical definition for what a mastermind is. But the idea of a mastermind is that whether it's 3 or 33, everybody's mind is around one solution or one problem so they can come up with a solution or options for a solution. And so a lot of times, and yeah, I'm definitely skipping steps, but a lot of times people create group coaching programs and they call them masterminds. And they're
oh my goodness.
And here's the difference. Group coaching, you're coming, and let's just say I'm the facilitator. You're looking at me. Everyone is looking at me or for me to help them coach them through their solution. Now, don't get me wrong. Someone in the group can definitely offer, suggestions. But for the most part, group coaching is looking for one person to help them through the challenge that they have. Mastermind is everybody. Everybody is contributing to the solution to whatever the problem is. So that's the difference.
Okay. So with that mind, with that in mind, what do you think people need in order to have a mastermind to work? What are the elements in order for that to work? If it's not group coaching, where it's just one person and then now you have everyone contributing, what are the missing pieces that the business owner, the coach, because normally 9 times out of 10, it's a coach that's putting it on, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what does the coach as a business owner need to make sure that they have in place so that everyone is contributing? Because let's be real, you can have people in a mastermind who are contributing and they need to actually be the one that's sitting in the corner being quiet.
And they need to, yes. And so here's the thing. It's not that it requires, certain experience. It requires it does require certain experience. So if we are talking business, which that's essentially what we're talking about right now, you want someone who has knowledge because of what they have done, not because of what they have read in the group. Mm. That's a difference. Like we can all read books all day. That does not make us the expert or give us the ability to say, this is what you should do, because right. It's only book knowledge. It's not actual experience. So what you need is someone who has been in the ring, as I like to say. They have, like, I'm taking on this challenge. I went a couple of rounds and I got knocked out. I got back up. I tried another thing based on my first time in the ring, and that knocked me out too. We need someone who actually has boots on the ground, time in the ring, experience to be able to truly contribute to a mastermind that's going to be helpful to you. Because if you're getting information from someone who is only basing their suggestions off of book knowledge, there is so many things missing from that. And so you want various experience levels, various knowledge levels, various stages of business. You do want multiple experience levels in your mastermind. Group coaching, 9 times out of 10, everybody's on the same page. They're just starting. Maybe they're 5 years into business, but they're ready to go to that next level. So in that case, if you're 5 years in the business, you want someone who is 20 steps ahead of you, somebody who is right where you are, and someone who has been where you have been. Because all of that knowledge is going to help you to solve whatever challenge you're coming to the table with.
I agree. And also, in this, within the mastermind, you also need people who have taken the course or the training, whatever the coach is offering, and have actually applied it.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
kind of to your point. Because, okay, if you have taken a training and maybe you have seen 11 modules, 10, 5 modules, whatever it is, mm-hmm. but you have not implemented any of this stuff, you're still like on module 1 or 2, but then you're going to turn around and let me tell you about your business. It's like, no.
Well, because it would be, go ahead, Jay, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, because it will, that person will give out incorrect information. And then it will be left to the facilitator or their team or whatever to have to go back. It's like double work. You mm-hmm. got to go back and say, no, not exactly. This is the way to develop. And you have to kind of clean it up and get that person who has been misinformed back on track. And that can be kind of hard because you can't unring a bell.
Yes.
So if someone has told you something, even though now it's, you know, you're being corrected, there's still some of that information left over.
Yes. Yep.
That you're going to have to work double time in order to correct or to remove or to replace.
Or unlearn.
Exactly. And so it's like, it's great, but also as a person that's leading the mastermind, you can't leave the child unattended.
Yes, yes, because they will run
you
rampant.
Exactly. You can't say, well, I have serial entrepreneurs, I have successful entrepreneurs, I have newbies, I have this, I have, you know, a couple of my team handling it. Okay, they're good. And you walk away. You can't do that because all of this stuff will kind of take a life of its own and can derail itself from your vision.
Yes.
And you're left, you know, it can just be a whole bunch of craziness. So not only as a business owner, that can hinder you and get your vision off track. That's one. And then as a participant in the mastermind, your experience can be placed off track, or it could be derailed, or it may not be the experience that you were looking for, that you were hoping for, because things have been left unattended and you know, and it started to have its a life of its own.
Yeah.
So let me go from the perspective of, so let's look at the perspective in three ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if we can. So picking the right mastermind for you, let's do it from the perspective as a participant. So how can I pick the right mastermind for me? Because what I've seen is a lot of business owners, coaches, consultants, VAs, OBMs, and the list goes on. They will be in a multitude of masterminds looking for, you know, the right one to fit their needs.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I, as the participant, find the right one for me? And everyone, if you're in the audience, if you have any questions, anything you want to input, go ahead and put it in the comments. If you're watching the replay, you can still send either me or Kina a DM and we'll answer your questions or
yes.
address anything you have as an input for that. But from the from the participant's perspective, how can they pick the right mastermind?
So this thing that I'm getting ready to say applies for everything that you Uh-oh. Do in your business.
Do I need to get my popcorn?
You No, you don't need to get your popcorn because you've heard me say this more than not. This is the, you have to be aware of who you are. what you need, what your strengths are, and what your weaknesses. That's the problem that most people aren't willing to identify, like to understand, what do I need? Because in order to pick the right mastermind, you have to know what you need. My very first mastermind, today I can say I had no business being in that mastermind. It was a year-long mastermind. Now, side note, I don't like money dropping, but I paid like $12,000 for that mastermind. I was probably 2 years in the business, and even today I'm still willing to pay that kind of money if I'm going to get the result that I went into it expecting. But I had no business being in that first mastermind. Why? Because it was about social media. That mastermind was a year-long mastermind where we talked about marketing and social media. I didn't even know what I was selling. And furthermore, didn't know who I was selling it to. So how am I in a mastermind that is all about social media? And so, you know, our experience of working behind the scenes in masterminds and group coaching, you see it all the time. People are trying to find a solution fast. Like, I need to hurry up and figure this out. Like, I don't have time. I don't have the money. I don't, you know, I quit my job and now I put all my energy into building this business. I get it. Take a minute to figure out what you need. Like, seriously. Yeah. Because if you take that moment, you will realize, like, do I need accountability? Do I actually need to learn a skill? Do I need someone to show me how to build this thing that I'm trying to build? Because, hey, they've been doing it for the past 10 years. So you have to take a step back and truly not allow anybody to sell you into a mastermind because they think it's the right thing for you. You have to go into any of these conversations, listening to these lives with the understanding of, this is what I need. I need to learn how to speak. I need to learn how to market. I need to learn how to build a funnel. I need to learn how to build my team. That's the level of awareness you need in order to figure out, do I need group coaching? Do I need a mastermind? And even specifically, what type of mastermind? What type of group coaching? Because, hey, we all know they're a dime a dozen. There's a million masterminds out there. There's a million group coaching programs out there. And if you don't know what you need, you'll find yourself like me, somewhere where you ain't had no business.
But and also, you have to do your homework. Do your homework on the mastermind. Ask other people who have been in the master. And I'm not talking about just look at the testimonials.
No.
I'm not talking about look at the testimonials. Talk to people, because that's one thing that I failed to do whenever I was joining a mastermind. Number one, my self-realization was like, I don't like masterminds.
Yeah, you told me that.
Me personally.
She's like, I don't like masterminds. And what I said to Jay was, perhaps you were in the wrong one. And when she described it, I was like, yeah. You were in the wrong one.
Yeah.
In the wrong one for her. It doesn't mean that mastermind is wrong for someone else. But
exactly.
So that's why you have to talk to
the people in there. So because to me, I had an expectation of something because I had worked in other masterminds. And I had gone to this mastermind. Okay, sure. I get in there and I'm like, what in the world is all this money for? Now I can look back on some of the things and I can glean some of the lessons and the things we're taught. Not everything really applies to my vision and to my business, but some of it, yeah, I can now piece it together. But yeah, at the time, no, it wasn't for me. And that's okay. So whenever you are thinking about, if you hear of a masterminding and you're like, oh, that's cool, I would like to, you know, probably get into it, then reach out to some of the participants that you know, or just come on social and be like, hey, I'm thinking about joining such and so's mastermind. Anybody has actually been in it, not what have you heard about it, but what if you've been in it and have gone through it, then, you know, please, you know, connect with me. Let's talk about it, whatever, whatever. And then listen to what they have to say, but also take the meat, leave the bones. If they're, you know, like talking, you know, a whole bunch, that was their experience.
Yep.
But where is some of the remove the emotion out of it, whether it was good, positive, or negative, remove the emotion out of it. And what's there? Is that something that I can work with? Is that something that I want? Is that something that I need? If it is, great. Pursue it. If not, you got your answer to that question there.
Yeah.
But okay, so now we understand it from, hey, Aletha, you are not alone.
Absolutely not.
understand. 50 million. 50
groups.
Million ways.
Groups. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
50 million ways. I understand that. But let's move to being the business owner. If you're wanting to, if you're wanting to have a mastermind, you want to include that in your business, then what do they need to do? How do they go about it and seeing if masterminds are the right ones for their business?
So this is something I haven't really talked about, you know, in this way, but it's on the business owner to gather the group of mastermind members. It's on you. Meaning what I said at the beginning about different levels of experience, different levels of thinking, different levels in that particular group, that's what you need. So if you have a mastermind, if you decided I'm creating a mastermind today or next month I'm going to be doing a, you know, year-long mastermind, one of the things that I'm going to tell you to do is make sure you understand who is in the mastermind and what challenges they bring to the table. Because if you put a group together, and I've seen it, you put a group together and they're all having the same challenge, guess who they're going to be looking for answers? You. It's not a mastermind then. It's group coaching. You went from a mastermind where everyone can contribute to the solution to now, I have to, the business owner has to be the one that's answering all the questions. And I don't know about you, but Jay and I, we do this office hours like every Thursday. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work to be the one where everyone is all eyes on you for the answers. So it is actually something that you're going to want to do so that you don't have to put so much energy into every session that y'all have when you meet in the mastermind. And plus you want people to get results. That's not based solely on what you put on the table. You want results based on what everybody is putting on the table. So again, that's the difference. Group coaching, the business owner, you're responsible. You have to put the templates and the scripts and the whatever's on the table. Mastermind, everybody, oh, I have something like that. Let me send that to you. That's what happens, is that someone has experienced that already. And they basically fast track you because they're like, oh, I did that already. Let me send you, you know, what I did. Let me share with you my experience. And then and then you're that much closer to whatever it is, whatever goal that you have. So, Jay, you know me. I'll talk about this all day because, hey, I am about making sure that people get what they need as they're growing their business. And so...
And you know, like I had said before, I'm all about scalability and sustainability of your business. Mm-hmm. You can't really, even though a part of your funnel can be, hey, I want to add a mastermind or group coaching into my funnel, into my business funnel. Okay, that's fine. But still, if it's like you were saying, if it's solely you, eventually that's going to be taxing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be harder to leverage your time, your energy, your focus whenever you have, let's say, 100 people right in front of you. And it's like, okay, oh, you know what? I have group coaching, and, you know, once a month I'll do one-on-ones. How in the world are you doing 100 one-on-ones plus whatever the group coaching thing is? Hold on. I'm sorry for 1 second. I'm Jay, sitting up here doing some.
This is the table. This is what we're at, the kitchen table. Like, please don't apologize.
No, I'm getting some flooring done. And so, so that's what that is. So I apologize, everyone. But so they were doing some measurements.
Listen, y'all, Jay, unlike me, is very conscious of those things. My husband could have walked behind me, which technically he can't. And I'd have been like, keep it moving.
I saw something at the corner and I'm like, what in the world? What?
Is it Kari? Kari. She said, I just applied for a mastermind and I'm excited for her. Glad she doesn't let just anyone in it. So I am too. And here's the caveat.
Some patients, I'm definitely giving, I'm definitely giving you behind the scenes. Jay, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Here's the caveat. I'm about to give you some insider knowledge. Sometimes the application is really about making sure you can pay for it. So it is on you to make sure that you're going to be on the right in the right mastermind as much as it as the business owner to put the right people together. And so what I would make sure, Kari, is that that application process is them looking at who, what levels of experience are being put into the membership. So you're applying and the application results from their end need to be what? So what are they actually looking for in your application to say whether or not you will be accepted? Is it just the money? And I would ask them. Because what I would hate for you to go into is what we just discussed, that you're in a mastermind with a lot of people that are at the same level you are. That's not going to help you. Matter of fact, you're at some point, especially if you're a go-getter and you all about, you know, you're coachable and you do what the coach says, you're going to go past them. And that's going to frustrate you because there's no one ahead of you. There's no one that has already been where you've been. And so, so just be mindful. I hope that the way that her application process is about where you are in business and not just about if you can pay for it. So that was definitely behind the scenes. Making sure you're reading in between the lines.
Because being a part of those conversations of, okay, so we want people to apply, and it's like, okay, so what's the purpose of applying?
Yes.
And a lot of it doesn't have anything to do with we want our ideal clients to be in here at various levels. Because this is another thing, another behind the scenes. Great to have you here, Aletha. Thank you so much for joining in. Yes, next week's session, please come by. Because we're going to keep this every week. So
yes.
I'm excited for you to do that. But the other thing is they look at sometimes it's just about like a season of issues and not really going through what the transformation journey is.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, so right now, let's say, going to your point, so social media. So how to monetize Clubhouse or how to monetize Instagram. Okay. So they may help you for a season, but in monetize, you can still grow. So once I hit doing $1,000 a month or $1,000 a week or $1,000 every time I go live. Okay, so do you support me once I hit 3,000? Do you still support, is this mastermind still going to help me once I hit 5K, 10K? You know, is it going to still sustain me after that? And where do I phase out? See, that's, if you're just helping me to just monetize, that's a season.
Yep. For hopefully.
That's not helping.
Hopefully, right. Jay. Because some
hopefully.
Exactly.
But the thing is, are you helping me through this? When do I phase out of your mastermind?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know, or do you still support me? And then also as the participant, you will find yourself giving to an environment that has given to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If the environment did not give to you, and it ends up being like you start seeing the patients running the asylum, you don't get anything from it, and, yep. and it's just not, going back to what we had said before, it's just not a growth environment that you want to be in. So look at, is this going to sustain me through my transformation journey as I grow? Is it going to help me through that? Is it going to, where do I phase out of this mastermind?
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep those things in mind, because, hey, if you're paying $12,000, $20,000, $50,000 for a mastermind, you want it to be more than just a season.
Absolutely.
Because for that case, you might as well just buy a course.
Yes, exactly. Which, again, we can talk about that later, but dime a dozen.
Exactly. So it's like you have to, you know, have that perspective as a participant and as the business owner putting in or putting on a mastermind. You want to be able to look at the transformational journey of your ideal client and be able to say, okay, this is where I want them to come in. This is how I want to support them. And at this point, this is where they phase out. Mm-hmm. And then you go into the what's next.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
else do you support them after that, whether it's one-on-one or whatever the case is? And you want to be clear about that to them.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to help you get here. And then after that, these are the next steps after
yep.
that.
Yep.
Because you want to be as transparent as possible. That helps the participant figure out, okay, so these are the next steps. This is going to hold me until I get to this point. Okay, now I need to make this decision. This is the right decision for me, and you can move on. So now I'm going to switch the perspective again and talk about being a team member. So if we're on teams where our clients want to put on a mastermind, what are some insights that we can give our clients to help them put on a better mastermind for the participants? Are there some things, some key elements that we need to bring to their mind to make sure something different than what we've already discussed?
So the team is an extension of you. And so the things that we discussed as far as what your responsibility is for the mastermind, they really apply to your team as well. As a matter of fact, your team should be the ones that is implementing how you want the mastermind to be. So the different levels of experience, your team, not you, is going in to research who's applying. They're looking at the applications based on your recommendation for this is who we need in a mastermind. We need this person, this type of person, this type of person, and this type of person. Now, here are the applications, team, look at them and put people in groups based on these five types, these five styles. And so your team should have your back. That's the goal of a team. The team is like,
you know, taking the visionary's idea and implementing, putting projects and plans and doing all the things so that you actually do have a mastermind and not something else, group coaching or something else, because there is something else.
Wait a minute, your audio.
Phone call.
No. Okay. But you know what? I think also to add to that, you just as diverse as you want to make your mastermind, you want to make sure your team is diverse. To be in all transparency, Kina and I are on a team. And Kina is great with contributing to the mindset of the group, of the sub clients. And also, she's great at, oh my goodness, helping them break through those obstacles. Because to me, I'm not that chick. I will send them right on over to Kina and be like, okay, she's gonna help you with some of my things. So she's going to, you know, and then Kina is like all about the process of getting it done. Like she says, she's about the plan, she's about the people, she's about the process. Me, I am able to, what's the vision? What's the eagle eye view of things? Now let's take it down to the ant view of things. These are the things that you need to do in order for that bigger vision to work. So we need to get these things in line. You need to go here, you need to do this, you need to implement that, blah, 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 blah. And then let's go up to the eagle view. Okay, where are we in this whole vision of things? Okay, let's drop back down. And I'm able to do that and go back and forth. So as the team member to the client, you need to be aware of your strengths and what you contribute to this mastermind. You need to be able to say, hey, I can, I'm good at this. These are my strengths. This is where I can fill in and pick up slack. Or somebody else going to raise their hand and take that? Because that's not me. You need to know that about and be honest about it. I would rather, as a business owner, I would rather you know your strengths and your weaknesses and how you can help make my business overall stronger and better than for, you know, it to be kind of like a rolling of the die to, you know, figure it out. So we're going to go ahead and let's wrap this up a little bit. So to know what will be your final thoughts of helping a participant know if which mastermind is the right one for them. And then if you are the business owner, if masterminds are right for you to involve in your funnel.
So for the participant, the one thing that I'm going to repeat, know yourself, know what you need. When you do that, you can then move forward in figuring out if her mastermind or his mastermind or someone else's mastermind is right for you or nothing at all. For the business owner, do the research. Learn who is wanting to be in the mastermind. As a matter of fact, thank you, Kari, for bringing up application. Applications are a great way to identify whether or not a person is good or bad for your mastermind. And if you have a team, utilize your team to put the groups together. Utilize your team to review the applications. Utilize your team, you know, especially if you have people who are intuitive, who can read people, who understand mindset, because application is one thing, but actually seeing and knowing and hearing a person talk, that's entirely different. Matter of fact, when they talk, you learn more about them than they think. And so utilize your team to help you build a powerful mastermind. And, you know, when you do that, let me tell you, you'll be one of the rare ones. I promise you, you will be. You'll be one of the rare ones that have built masterminds that have lasted longer than perhaps the mastermind was together. In other words, I was in a mastermind 5 years ago with a coach, and three of the people that were in the mastermind, was four of us, we still talk like once a month. That's a powerful mastermind, because we were where we were 4 or 5 years ago, and today we are in awe of the growth. And so we can look back at, and I'm going to say her name, Jen Kim, and say that was her. She put that together. Her and her team put that together, and we still work today. So if you want that kind of legacy where you're creating masterminds that last a lifetime, put some of the steps that we just said over the last 45 minutes, put them into your process for creating your mastermind.
Yeah, I totally agree. I would say for the participant, whenever you're doing your research, don't just rely on what's on the sales page and the testimonials. Do some legwork. Try and connect with people who are currently in the mastermind or have been a part of the mastermind.
Recently.
Take the meat, leave the bones, remove the emotion out of it, positive and negative, and work with what's left. And see if that's something that you still want to move forward with or not. And as the business owner, see where this fits within your business funnel. How does this contribute to your overall vision? Is it something that's scalable? Is it something that's sustainable? If you don't have a team, don't worry about it. You can create a team, kind of like what Kina had already talked about. But understand that getting the right people to come together to build a mastermind that has a legacy, that takes time.
Yes.
So are you willing to put in the work to get the right people together? Are you patient enough for that? Are you willing to go through that? If not, then let's be real and let's look at, you know, something else and see how we can do that. And let's be honest, you can start off with a smaller group coaching that turns into a mastermind whenever you're ready. You can definitely do that. It doesn't have to be one or the other forever. It can grow into that, but you have to be willing to put in the work and, yes, and be real and honest with yourself to do that.
Yes, yes.
But thank you all for joining us live. We appreciate it. This is going to be our series. Yay for, this is not our first one. We were over at Clubhouse, but this is our first one here on IG. And I'm excited. You crazy. I'm excited to bring this new series to you all. So we're going to be here every Wednesday at 11 a.m. On Instagram Live. Make sure you follow either one of us so that you can get notifications for whenever we are posting and going live individually, and whenever we're coming together for the Unspoken Truth series. Next week, I think our next topic is going to be enrolling into masterminds. We're going to keep this conversation going and build on it. So we're going to talk about when is the right time to enroll and who you should enroll with. So we're going to keep building on this topic. So we want to make sure that you all come on back.
Yes.
All right, guys. Have a fabulous Wednesday. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. You could have been doing anything else in the world, but you chose to spend this time with us, and we're grateful. All right, guys. Have a good one.